You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today's October 29th, 2018. Alright guys, welcome back to the podcast where we have lots of sound effects going on today. Yep, that's right, we're trying to do like an old-fashioned type of show today with some sound effects involved with my little app I have on my phone. Although back in the day, I'm pretty sure they didn't have any apps. I think they had like machines, or they actually had like, you know, horns and stuff when they did that stuff. But yeah, it was pretty cool. So I thought it was nice. Pretty cool app. If you guys haven't checked out, there's some really nice Halloween apps out there too for sounds and basically just about anything. So, enough of the app talk. Let's talk about wet shaving. That's what we're here for today. Happy Halloween, everyone. Halloween's only a couple days away, and wanted to wish you guys a happy Halloween. As this, in the retail manager's point of view, this is the start of the holiday season. Halloween is the first major holiday of this time of the year, and that's when we start spiking in sales and all that great stuff, traffic. If you're a South Florida resident, you know, or Arizona, or parts of, you know, the Carolinas, you know, everybody from up north, they're getting a cold snap. They come down here and stay with us for a few weeks, months. So we have a lot of new traffic around here and a lot of new people, new faces, and it's a lot of fun. So Halloween is the start of it all for us, and to believe it or not, in a couple days it'll be November and the year is almost done. So enjoy the rest of it. That's right. So guys, today on the show, we're going to talk, I got an email from Robert regarding Bay Rum. And I have to admit that his point of view is very close to probably mine and a lot of you out there, because it's just one of those excuse me, it's just one of those things where, you know, Bay Rum is great but Bay Rum is not, or Bay Rum is, the idea of Bay Rum is good but it's just not one of those items that you want to have on the show. We'll talk about that a little bit. Yeah, Movember is here. How can you get involved? I have a link here for Movember, the Movember all that good stuff there as well. So you can either donate the Movember Foundation, or you can grow mustache, you can do some physical activity. There's a lot of good stuff going on there too. Also guys, a new video is the Wolfman WR2 versus the BBS1. It's a video I made this week. I was able to get a WR2 on the last release after you know, constantly searching the site. Finally came open, I was able to get one. So we'll talk about the review there a little bit. And there's going to be a formal review coming out too, written review, in the next few days as well. So won't get too detailed with that, but we'll talk about the video and everything about the razor. What are your favorite Halloween products? That's another one. Are your favorite Halloween products for wet shaving of this year, every year, of all time? Let me know, because I got a prize I'm going to give out to the winner. So via email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, and I will definitely send out a nice gift. I have a couple things here that I'd like to give away, and I'm going to keep it a surprise, so you'd have to post a mail call or just let me know what you think. Also, product review this week will be B&M Hallows. That's right. Barrister & Mann Hallows is one of the most popular, probably most popular Halloween scents out there, and something that I was able to purchase this year, and I'll review it a little bit. Was on a hiatus from 2017, but it's back, so we really want to talk about that as well. And hopefully it will be back next year too, because it is a great soap. I'll talk about what's coming up, and that'll be about it today, guys. It's going to be not a very, very long show this week. A busy week for me at work. I did some traveling, and I'm going to be traveling again. This is that time of the year. It just gets crazy for me. Retail is just nuts. So, yeah, I also got other things going on. I have personal things going on as well, which are very good, but it's also makes my life a little bit busier. So we will, although wet shaving is still happening every single day, guys, don't you worry. No matter how busy I get, I use a safety razor or a straight razor every day, regardless of my schedule. I always make time for that, because that's like, that's another thing that we could talk about a little bit sidebar here from the rest of it. You know, what is wet shaving to you? Wet shaving is kind of like my thing, to where I could just like relax, right? I make a point every day, no matter what, how busy my schedule is, whether I'm working 15 hours a day or working five, or if I'm even off, I make sure that I always have at least 20 minutes, 15 minutes for wet shaving, right? I wake up a little earlier in the morning, or I'll stay up a little bit later at night, depending on what the schedule is and what I'm doing. But I always make sure I do that. One, I got to be clean shaven for work anyway. I can't have any facial hair or have a stubble or have a mustache or anything like that or a beard. So that's one thing. And two, it's just, you know, it's kind of like my, no matter how tough things get, you always have that, you know, you always have that one thing, you know. If you're going through like moving, or if you're, you know, going somewhere else, or you have to travel, or if you're in the military and you have to go to another country, you know, you could bring a safety razor with you, and that's your little, you know, and a brush and soap, and that's your little, you know, basically your getaway for the day, and you can get back to normalcy. So that's what I think of it when I talk about wet shaving and I travel. I always bring a brush and a soap with me. And I bring, usually I bring a safety razor. That's not a very big value, just because I don't want to lose it when I travel. But it's also a little bit, brings back a little bit of home to wherever I go. So wet shaving, what it just, yeah, it really is. It's like kind of like a, almost like a resort for the mind. You know, when you're just shaving and you're just hanging out in the bathroom or wherever you're shaving. Could be outside, could be inside. You know, we all have different schedules and stuff like that. But wherever you can do, it's a little bit of taking back home. So don't forget that. Always, whenever life gets tough or gets complicated, wet shaving. Well, it shouldn't, but it doesn't. It does sometimes, but wet shaving doesn't. All right, guys. So Robert sent me an email. Listener Robert. And he emailed me thoughts on Bay Roman. I thought they were pretty good. Spot on, in my opinion. He basically said, you know, he used a few Bay Rums in the past. He loves Bay Rum, but he doesn't love Bay Rum. And what that means is he likes the idea. He likes Bay Rum products, but he's not too crazy about traditional Bay Rum. And I have heard that from so many people. And Robert, if you're listening, I got your email. I read it, and I was like almost laughing because I said so many people say the same thing, including myself, but they don't really think about it until they put it in words. Wet shaving, and then you have Bay Rum. Bay Rum is not really it's the Bay Rum scents of today are different. You know, you have some traditional ones, and you have some Bay Rum scented products, right? Bay Rum would be added, like example, PA does a Bay Rum with pumpkin. Some other places do Bay Rum with something else. And that's where it's like, oh, I love those soaps, but with straight up Bay Rum, traditional Bay Rum is a little bit harsh. I could tell you that my wife doesn't like Bay Rum. I don't know of many wives that do like Bay Rum, but I do know of a lot of guys that do. And I actually like wearing it for about the first maybe 4 or 5 minutes because I think it's a great scent. And then I'm just like, okay, I'm kind of getting sick of it. So, Robert, I understand what you're saying. You like Bay Rum. But you don't like Bay Rum scented products, but not so much the traditional Bay Rum, because I feel the same way. And I bet you a lot of guys here as well are thinking the same thing, because it is true. Bay Rum is nice. So when we talked about Bay Rum, Bay Rum is more of a nice essence rather than a product, in my opinion. And that's okay, because everybody's got an opinion. There's people that love Bay Rum, right? So you're talking about Bay Rum scented soaps and stuff like that. They smell a little different. They're not as intense. I think that's what really what people are talking about, the intensity of the actual Bay Rum base itself. When it's put into something else, it's a little different. So, Robert, we understand your thoughts. We feel your pain and understand and feel the same thing. A lot of guys going through that too. So, thank you for the email, because it was really enjoyable to read. And it really brought back, made me think a little bit, reminded me that I feel the same way you do as well. So thank you, Robert, again for the email, and I look forward to anybody's emails. If you have any questions or any comments on any of the content or just want to talk about wet shaving, you know, always feel free to send me an email. Okay, guys, so Movember is here. That's right. Movember is the month where men support testicular cancer. Okay, and what does that mean? Meaning that it's one of the top reasons why men kill themselves or commit suicide in the United States, because it is a very personal thing, and a lot of people go through it. So Movember is a month to where men will not shave or grow a mustache out in support of testicular cancer, and also they get more active as well. There's a couple of the Movember Foundation at us.movember.com has a way for you to support this cause via, you know, committing to doing 20 miles or was it 30 miles a month and walking. Right, or 60 miles a month, I think it is. It's like 2 miles a day. So 60 miles a month in walking to commit to Movember. Or you can grow a mustache, or you can donate, or you can do all three. It's up to you. But it is something to think about, guys, because, you know, we are all primarily the listeners of this podcast are men, and we have all been through, you know, health problems and stuff. And sometimes it's good to have something to go together with, because this is something that we can share and support each other during that time. So if you're not able to grow a mustache like me, I'm going to commit to the walking. I do walk a lot anyway, and I try to do a lot of walking, especially this time of the year with Thanksgiving coming up and everything. I probably could do as much as possible. You know, that's what I'm going to commit to, 60 miles this month. And if you want to commit to, you can go right on Movember.com, you can just sign up. And that's really what they're looking for. It's not so much about funds and money, although you can donate if wanted. It's more about just that personal commitment to think about those guys going through so many tough times at this point, and how we can support them to lessen that suicide rate and to let these cancer patients understand how important they are to us and important they are to society, and not to get so bent out of shape that where they can't continue their lives. You know, this is a very tough subject for me to talk about, because I've seen lots of cancer with men in the recent few years with family members and stuff, and I can tell you it's tough. It's tough for a man or a woman or anybody really, because it's something that you kind of prepare for, but you don't. You know, it just kind of happens. And just to see and hear and read the stories I've been reading online on Movember.com, it really is eye-opening on how good life is until you realize something like this happens, and it can all change. So, guys, if you're interested, us.movember.com. I left the link in the show notes. Check them out and show us your support. And if you have any questions, you always feel free. You can contact me as well. All right, guys. So PAA, Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. The Doppelganger series is out, and I was lucky to be one of the test subjects on trying this new soap base. But you want to know something, guys? I love the soap base so much, I went and ordered another set, and I ordered an aftershave last week. And I can tell you, out of PAA or Phoenix, they have done very well with this. So this is probably their best soap base and their best aftershave base I've ever tried from them, and I've been using their products for many years. I think that the Doppelganger series is based on real, like, big time scents, like I think it was Ralph Lauren and a couple other ones as well that's based on. It's just, I mean, it is really nice scent profile, right? Also, this the aftershave and the soap last long. The lather on the soap's very nice. I'm going to tell you right now, it was very soft, very creamy, very easy to obtain with a synthetic or with a Badger brush. It was incredible, and I was really impressed with it. It's very thick lather, too, when you get it going. You have to make sure you add a little bit extra water to it, because otherwise you're going to have, like, a pasty lather on your face. And even though it's going to perform well, it's just going to look, it's going to take a couple extra passes. But you do that, a little bit extra water, lather this out, and I really do recommend using a bowl for this one, not just out of the puck. I mean, I like to face lather myself, but this one out of the puck, man, this just works really well right on the bowl. So I was really impressed with the soap base. I've been using it for a couple of weeks, actually for about a month now, and I went and picked up the whole set, and the scents are all spot on, really nice. It's something to try if you haven't. And if you are a Phoenix fan, this is probably the go-to item for you. This is going to be their new grail, I think. And I think this soap base will be around for a long time. So check them out, guys, at phoenixartisanaccoutrements.com, the new Doppelganger series. Great stuff. All right, guys, moving right along. I was lucky enough this week to score a WR2 Wolfman, believe it or not. Last week, or a couple weeks ago now, since I've received it, I could not believe it. I've been just checking, and I finally saw the site was open. Made an order, got it, and we're good. All right, got my WR2 with the WRH7 handle and stand. Guys, I used it against my BBS1, and I could tell you it is a great razor. So similar, so nice. It was great to see that Wolfman is bringing back this design from the BBS1, because the BBS1 was like one of my grail razors. I love that razor. I think it's a great design, great concept. And there was a lot of research and development going into it. And I was very sad to hear in January that they were discontinuing it. And it was gone. So the WR2 is based on that design with a little few improvements. Different blade guard. Just about the head's just a little different in dimensions. But very similar similar concept. Similar design. And I did a short video comparing the two on my first shave with it. So check it out, guys. I left a link in the show notes. And there's going to be an article coming out very shortly with a full review on the razor and actual concept, all that good stuff like I usually try to do when I write a review. That will be coming out as well very soon too. So if you check that out, that'll be on Sharpologist as well. So yeah, guys, WR2 Wolfman, definitely a winner. I'm a fan, and keep up the good work, James, over there in Canada, because you're doing a great job with these razors, and everybody I know has been very happy with them. Polish, from the polish, the stand, to the shave quality, great stuff. Very impressed. Thank you very much for letting us have this design back in the world, because it is pretty cool and it does work well. All right, guys, and one more product review of the day. That's right, we're going to do a product review of Hallows. I can't believe we waited this long for it. A whole year we had to wait without Hallows. That's right. If you guys know, Hallows went on hiatus for 2017. We haven't seen it since 2016. It is back in 2018 with the traditional packaging. That's right, the old logo from the first release. And it came back smelling just as good as it did the first time. It smells like a cemetery. No, it kind of smells like a fall day. It's got that damp, like mossy type smell to it. It just smells like you would be walking in a New England, like, forest or something like that. Like something you'd see on a movie, like a like staying out in the middle of a cottage and walking out in a swampiness with a fall day with the overcast and everything. And it's probably going to be maybe in the 40s. And temperature-wise, and that's what I really get every time I smell the soap. And remember, I live in Florida, so I don't get that kind of. It was 80 degrees yesterday, so I don't, or 80, probably higher. I think it was like 85. So I don't get too much of that fall that you guys get. Most of you guys get in every other state. I get more of a summer all the time. So this smell really brings it to me and like makes me feel about fall. And I think it's probably one of the most real Halloween scents that I've ever smelled, that just brings back like just the damp, that everything about it, just really nice soap. The soap base has been changed up a little bit of more of that cocoa butter, I think he put in it, or something else, where it's a little bit, it's not as hard as other ones. I think they're correcting that problem, but the soap base is nice. It still lathers up really nice, really well, and the smell is great. The aftershave is very long lasting. I recommend using a very little amount of the aftershave when you do, because that scent does stick with you all day long. So if it's a little bit overbearing to me, I think it's other people around me start thinking I'm weird. So I just put like a couple drops and I start just rubbing on my face and I'm good to go, and I'll smell it all day long. Trust me. You smell your hands later on, or you smell your shirt if you put a couple drops in there, and it's there all day. So I mean, this is a lasting aftershave that works. And if you want to smell like Halloween, this is the one. This is the scent that I feel is like this says Halloween. So really glad to see Hallows back after its 2017 hiatus. And Will and the crew over there at Barrister Man just keep sending out some great products, and they got some good stuff coming out for the winter as well. So check them out, guys. Barrister Man Hallows going to be made until the end of the month, so you still have a chance to get it probably until mid-November, but I wouldn't wait if you haven't gotten it yet. So check them out, barristerman.com. All right, guys, so that's basically it. It's a little bit of a shorter podcast this week. Not too much shorter, but it's a little shorter than usual. But, you know, I just want to talk to you a few things. I did add a Google Voice number. The number is actually in the show notes. If you do want to send me a Google Voice text message or something like that, you can. I wanted to see if that would work. I have received a few test ones, a few people just saying hi and all that stuff. And, if it's something you enjoy, you want to just tell me right away instead of an email, hey, use the text message as well. The phone part I don't really answer, because I'm sometimes not in Wi-Fi or not around. And also, if I'm at work, I don't answer the phone too often. But if you'd like to talk on the phone or just discuss, send me a text message saying, hey Joe, would you be able to call me when you get a chance? And I'll have no problem doing so. I do want to keep the text messages to, or the Google Voice number, just to fans of the podcast and not vendors. Vendors, please keep using the email, because I appreciate all the emails and all the support, but for time purposes, I'd really just like to stick to the listeners of the podcast for the number and for the text messages as well. So thank you very much for your respect and for your thoughts on that too, vendors. Thank you. What's up with the cast? Okay, guys, so we're going to move on with the cast. We have the actual winter seasonal special coming up very soon, and our anniversary edition will be the next show. Okay, the anniversary edition, 3 years of podcasting, will be the next show. We're going to go over a few of the highlights of this podcast over the last few years, when we were Wet Shaving News. We'll talk a little bit about that. We might even have some clips from the old shows, which I think would be really cool and enjoyable as well for you guys to see. I think it's interesting, because it's more along the lines of You know, a lot of people have been just starting to listen this year or this month. They don't know where the podcast has been. They don't know how long it's taken. So I'm going to explain the whole story on that podcast as well. And we're going to talk about maybe have some clips of some old stuff when Andrew was on the show and everything like that too. But before we transition to Wet Shaving Talk. The winter seasonal special will be in the first week of December. The first show of December will be the winter seasonal special. We're going to talk about some basically like the fall seasonal special. Now, again, about the fall seasonal special. That's our biggest show of the year, and I think I went a little early this year. I went the first week of October, and a lot of products started coming out after. So next year we're going to go this like around mid-October, or if not the last show of October, just so everybody can get a chance to know of everything, and I can get everything in the show. Whoa. So guys, that concludes the podcast of the week. And I hope you guys have a... I got to turn that off. Sorry. I hope you guys have a great Halloween, safe, and don't forget to turn your clocks back. I think it's next week. All that good stuff. You don't need to hear that from me. Our next show will be November. Oops, sorry. I just had it up here. It will be November 12th. That's right. November 12th. So we look forward to seeing you guys then, November 12th. And as always, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.